Chapter 4. And instead, the blessed Saturos related a vision of his own, which he has committed to writing himself.
We had suffered, and we had departed from the flesh, and we began to be carried into the east by four heavenly messengers, whose hands were not touching us. However, we did not float on our backs looking upwards, but instead as though we were ascending a gentle slope. And once liberated from the world below, we saw the first boundless light. And I said to Perpetua, for she was at my side,
"This is what the Lord promised to us. We have received the promise."
And while we were being carried by those same four heavenly messengers, a vast open space appeared to us, which was like a park, having rose trees and every kind of flower. The height of the trees was similar in measure to the cypress, whose leaves were falling without ceasing. However, there in the park were four other heavenly messengers, more radiant than the previous ones. When they saw us, they gave us honor and said to the rest of the heavenly messengers with admiration,
"Behold, they have arrived! Behold, they have arrived!"
And the four heavenly messengers who carried us, becoming fearful, set us down. And on foot we crossed a stadium strewn with violets. There we found Jocundos and Saturninos and Artaxios, who all had been burned alive in the same persecution. And we also found Quintos, who also being a testifier, had died in the prison. And we inquired where the others were. And the heavenly messengers said to us,
"Come first, enter, and greet your Lord."
And we drew near to a place whose walls were built as if they were made of light. And four heavenly messengers stood before the entrance of that place, clothing those who entered with white robes. And we entered in, and we heard the united voice of those who cried without ceasing,
"Holy, holy, holy!"
And we saw, sitting in the middle of that place, one like a gray-haired man, having hair as white as snow, and with the face of a young man, but we could not see his feet. And on his right and on his left were 24 elders, and behind them stood many more elders. And entering, we stood with great admiration before the throne. And the four heavenly messengers lifted us up, and we kissed him, and he stroked our faces with his hand. And the rest of the elders said to us,
"Let us stand."
And we stood and gave the kiss of peace. And the elders said to us,
"Go and play."
And I said to Perpetua, "You have what you desire." And she said to me,
"Thanks be to God that though I was joyful in the flesh, I am now more joyous here."
And we went out. And in front of the entrance, we saw the overseer Optatos on the right, and the elder and teacher Aspasios on the left, separate and sad. And they cast themselves at our feet and said to us,
"Restore peace between us, because you have gone away and have left us in this state."
And we said to them,
"Are you not our daddy?
And you our elder?
How can you cast yourselves at our feet?"
And we were moved, and we embraced them. And Perpetua began to speak to them in Greek. And we drew them aside into a park under a rose tree. And while we were speaking with them, the heavenly messengers said to them,
"Let them be, that they may refresh themselves."
And if you have any dissensions among yourselves, forgive one another.
And they admonished them and said to Optatos,
Rebuke your people, because they assemble to you like men returning from a circus and contending about its teams.
And then it seemed to us as if they desired to shut the gates. And in that place, we began to recognize many of our brethren, and also testifiers among them. We were all nourished with an indescribable fragrance, which satisfied us. Then, I joyously awoke.